Welcome to the HMO Success Podcast. I'm your host, Wendy Whittaker-Large, and I'm here to help you create a profitable HMO portfolio. Whether you're a brand new investor or you've been at it for a number of years, my podcast is here to help you make the most from your business, whether that is starting up, scaling, or systemizing. Please hit the subscribe button to make sure you never miss an episode. And if you've got an awe-inspiring project, an inspirational investing story, or a unique approach to HMOs, I'd love to hear from you. In this week's podcast, I want to give an overview of why I believe that education, training, and mentoring are really important when it comes to developing your HMO portfolio. When I first started investing in HMOs, I relied on YouTube videos, books, podcasts, you know, that kind of thing, webinars, online training to learn about HMOs. And I certainly could learn a lot by participating in those events. However, that didn't stop me making some fundamental mistakes. And if you've ever heard my story, you'll probably know how I developed my first 7-bed HMO and didn't really understand about planning permission or building regulations. There was a thing called rooms for residential purposes, which is part of building regulations. I'd never heard of this. And I sort of blundered on through the project. What that meant was that the build was almost fully finished when I decided to go into the loft and do a 7-bedroom conversion, and the whole project had to really come to a sort of grinding halt while we redid some of the insulation, because we had to add fireboarding and acoustic insulation. And it was a bit of a pain for the builders, but of course it just cost me more money and cost me more time. It was a learning lesson. One of the things I learned was plan the project from the beginning. And as Cicero once said, before beginning, plan carefully. Now, this was a very successful HMO. I still have it in my portfolio to this day. And it's you know, a really great property. But what I learned from that was that I was trying to piece together my education in a very haphazard way. And had I had someone who could guide me and who had a system, it would probably make things a lot easier, and I could have shortcut some of those problems and probably save myself a good few thousands pounds of money. So that's one reason why you might want to work with somebody who's done this before, is because they can see from an external point of view what you're trying to achieve. They've got the experience of being able to help you, to be able to handhold you. They can see where you're potentially going to have a downfall if you're not careful, and they can point you in the right direction. Had I had somebody who I could have phoned up to say, listen, I'm thinking of doing this, what do you think? I think they would have said, right, in that case, Wendy, you need to pause the project today. Because until you decide whether you're going to go into that loft and do that loft conversion, there's going to be other impacts. And you've got to nip that in the bud before you spend any more money on work that you might end up double paying or double doing, which is exactly what did happen in the end. Now, fast forward about 3 years, I got myself a mentor. And at the time, it was definitely what you might say an investment. It was quite a considerable amount of money, and it was a bit scary for me to pay that kind of money out to somebody to help me. But I know that I got far, far more from that investment of time and money than it cost me. What I got back was so much more. And really, from that point onwards, I've realised that I need a mentor the whole time, and I have a mentor at the moment. And I always believe in business mentoring if you're going to grow. But choosing the right person is very important. You may have had connections or gone to training courses or, you know, watched webinars or watched, YouTube videos. You'd listen to a podcast, you'd watch a video, and you've wondered, is that person going to help me? Can that person help me achieve what I want? Whether that's financial freedom through HMOs, whether it's the doubling of your income, whether it's having more properties in your portfolio, whatever it is you're trying to achieve, and it could be all of those things, is this person the right person for me to work with? Is this person going to give me the education, training, and mentoring that I need? As a mentor myself, I know that there are different elements that make up a good mentoring program. First of all, you need to work with someone who knows their stuff, somebody who has made the mistakes, somebody who has gone through the highs and lows, the ups and downs, and who's built up a reasonably significant business and what you're trying to do. So, you know, if I was to sort of blow my own trumpet, I think I've done something like 23 HMO developments. I've got 3 joint venture partners, and I have spent the last 10 years really immersing myself in HMOs. I've done 1 student HMO, I've done 1 rent to rent, but the rest of them I've purchased either using my own money or somebody else's money. So I've got good experience in HMOs, and I'm continuing to invest in HMOs to this day. So it's an active interest, an active part of my business. And so it means that I'm still, I believe, on that kind of cutting edge. I still know what the trends are. I network with people. I see what's happening in the marketplace. I keep in touch with what's going on. Not only that, I run a lettings agency as well. So in my lettings agency, we let out a number of HMOs on behalf of other landlords. So it enables me to maintain an understanding of what they're doing, but also to maintain standards in that industry. I've got very good connections with local councils, and you know, I see what's going on a day-to-day basis. If you're going to be working with somebody who can help you to create a life-changing income stream, because I believe it absolutely can be life-changing, then work with somebody who's got that kind of day-to-day, current, relevant knowledge. The second thing about mentoring is there's an element of coaching. And you want to find someone who is able to listen to you as an individual, perhaps to understand your challenges, whether that's finance, whether it's money mindset, whether it's getting deals. It could be time, it could be confidence, it could be practical resources that you feel you lack to do this. And no matter how good a person is as a practical implementer, they may be fantastic at finding deals, they may be fantastic at doing refurbs. If they can't then translate that knowledge into a one-to-one situation where you are helped through your own journey to be coached and to be guided, and somebody who's got the insight and the skill to be able to take you as an individual and say, I think this is what might be holding you back, what do you think about that? Then you're going to possibly feel a little bit frustrated, because there might be things that are holding you back right now, right today, that you would love somebody to have the insight and the intelligence to be able to identify and then address it. We all have a subconscious part to our personality, and it's often the subconscious that if you like, is overwhelms the conscious when we're making big decisions. And that often shows up in the form of fear. I'm sure many times in your life, as I have, you've had moments where you've really felt scared or fearful or resistant to moving forward with a plan. Logically, it makes sense, but emotionally, you really are scared to do it. Now, at those times, you don't need someone who's just going to say, well, just do it. You know, forget about how you feel. Just go and do the viewings anyway. Because until you actually overcome that fear factor, until you've addressed the emotional part of your indecision, the actual logical part is never going to work. You're never going to be committed to it, because it's the indecision that is coming from procrastination, which is probably at the root of it, fear. So a lot of people I work with, I find that over the time when I get to know them and we have our one-to-one calls every month, what I'm doing is not so much just teaching them about HMOs, but I'm also helping them to overcome the fear factor. Sometimes the fear factor is due to a lack of knowledge, in which case a bit of teaching is needed, a bit of education is needed for them. Other times it's due to a lack of skills, in which case I might challenge them to do a particular activity, maybe to do a role play with me or a role play in the group and grow their skill base. Sometimes it might be they don't have the right tools. So usually I've got tools that they can use and borrow. I have a whole system that they can download, and it has all of my spreadsheets, my PDF documents, and various other tools to enable them to create, find, and develop an HMO. So these are all the different elements of a good mentoring program. You want somebody who you can relate to and who can relate to you, who can help you, who's got insight, who's got knowledge. Somebody also who can explain things easily and simply. Because what you don't want is to have a relationship with somebody where you feel that you can't ask questions, or that a question is going to be a bit too dumb or stupid. And in my program, I always say every day is a school day. We're all here to learn. I'm here to learn just as much as you. So there's no question that's too stupid. There's no question that's too simple, because actually sometimes those simple or stupid questions can unlock something quite profound. You also need somebody who's got some really good tools and who's maybe thought already about systemizing their business, because working with somebody who's disorganized, who isn't on time, who doesn't show up for the appointment, who doesn't plan ahead, these are all the marks of a, you know, perhaps somebody who's just starting out running a mentoring or training business. And they may be creative and they may be excellent at creating HMOs, but they're not necessarily giving you the attention or the value for money that you probably want if you've invested in that mentoring or training program. So I wanted to record this podcast because obviously my business on a day-to-day basis is running HMOs, is buying and developing HMOs, but I do have a side hustle, you might call it, a side business, which is HMO Success, which is my training and mentoring program. And every so often I open up a new intake, and I'm actually going to be running a one-day event in Birmingham in September, on the 16th of September. And I'd love to invite you to that, and you could come along and meet me in person, come along and ask all sorts of questions about HMOs and have a think about whether this is the direction that you want to go in. So it's on the 16th of September. The price of the day is £199 plus VAT. It's called HMO Intensive because it is intensive. We start at 9:30, but we finish at 6. It's a whole day. You do get a fabulous bag, a fabulous goodie bag, which is called my HMO Killer Pack. And this is a fantastic conference bag that I've put together with loads and loads of information about HMOs. You get both copies of my books. You get a deal analysis toolkit. You get a unique project planner system. You get a budget and costings master sheet. So if you're not quite sure how to put a budget together for an HMO development, that's all in there. And you get loads and loads of other materials as well. A complete tenancy pack, how to choose a great HMO agent, etc., etc. There's lots and lots of information. And if you go onto my website, hmosuccess.co.uk, and you look at the courses, you'll see, if you click on that the button, you'll see more details about the day in September. So there's loads and loads of, it's bonuses for you there to make sure that when you leave the day, you've got everything you need to immediately implement it. Now, on that day, I'll also be giving an opportunity to work with me further on mentoring. And if that's something that you feel that you would really benefit from, then please do get in touch. Always, I say to people, the first step is either to have a call with me so we can see if there's a good match, or to come on one of my day courses. Because when you come on my day course, you get to know me a little bit more, I get to know you a little bit more, and we understand where we're both, whether we're a good match for each other and where we're both going, and whether my mentoring program is the right one for you or it isn't. And don't worry, I have a thick skin. I'm not going to feel desperately upset if you choose to work with somebody else. Because what I do believe in this game is there's lots of variety and there's lots of different approaches out there. And there's some brilliant people out there who are doing HMOs. And it might be that you want to work with somebody else other than me. I mean, I know it's really hard to believe, but maybe that's the case. But I also want to just put this offer out there today to help you to think about what's maybe holding you back from either growing your business or scaling your business? What's holding you back from starting up with HMOs? And I'm obviously very enthusiastic about HMOs and feel really strongly about them. I want to help you create a great profitable portfolio. And if that's not where you are yet, then maybe the day in September might help you to crystallize whether this is the right strategy for you and will help you to understand what your next steps could be. So if you're sitting on the fence and you're not sure whether HMOs are right for you or how indeed to scale up, please come along on the 16th of September. I'll put the links in the podcast notes from today so you can book yourself on a place. And if you're thinking about it, but again, you're just not sure, I'd love to have a half an hour free call with you. It's just a free half an hour consultation call. I can get to know some of your challenges a bit, give you some initial advice, a bit of hand holding, and I can explain a bit more about the day in September. And if you feel that's right for you, I'd love to have you there. Thank you for listening to the HMO Success Podcast. If you'd like to know more about how you can create a profitable HMO business, please visit our website, hmosuccess.co.uk, to find out more. We have plenty of free tools and information for you there, and also on our Facebook group, The Ultimate HMO Success System. We look forward to connecting with you very soon. Thanks for listening.